奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the holy name of Jesus, I speak.
有一位传道
encourage me.
他说：“欲穷千里目，更上一层楼。”
He said, "In order to see afar, you have to go one step higher."
他希望我能够更上一层楼。
He hoped that we could take one step further.
其实我也希望我能够上一层楼。
And I too hope that I can improve and to go one level higher.
只是他希望我所上的楼跟我自己希望想上的楼是不是一样的楼呢？
But the question lies whether the level that he wants me to go higher is the same level that I am hoping to go to.
我想是不一样。
I believe they are different.
因为我发觉到他失望了。
Because I found that he was disappointed.
楼是代表一个目标，或者说是一个理想。
A level or a step.Can signify a goal or an ideal.
那你呢?
What about you?
你想上哪一层楼?
What level do you want to step onto?
有一些楼高高在上，我们真的是很向往。
Some buildings have very tall levels and we love to climb them.
你说总有一天我要爬上去。
You say, one day I will surely climb up this.
终于有一天你上去了。
And one day you have climbed up this building.
那你真的会快乐吗？
And will you truly be happy?
当我们发觉到为了上这一层楼，我们付出了那么多。
When we found that in order to climb up this up to this level, we have to pay a huge price.
我们付出的都是真真实实的东西。
And all the things that we have sacrificed or we have paid are true things.
但是我们得到的真的是那么样的真实吗？
But are the things that we obtained so true?
尤其当你得到的时候，你觉得其实也不过如此。
Because when you have obtained this, you feel that this is but like this.
可是在这个时候，你没有在第二个的机会，带第二个的青春来让你爬上另外一个楼了。
But at this point of time, you are no longer young. You do not have the youth to be able to climb up another flight of levels.
你会带来一种的遗憾。
And you will have a kind of regret.
当你发觉到你原来上错一层楼的时候，
when you found that you have climbed up the wrong levels,
那真的是很遗憾的一件事情。
This is indeed a very regretful thing.
彼得也告诉我们要更上一层楼。
Peter too tells us that we have to take one step further.
而且他肯定你所付出的一切绝对不会让你后悔的。
And he was very sure that whatever price you pay, it will not cause you to regret later on.
如果你真的是上了这一层楼的话，
and if you have truly climbed up this level,
你是欢喜满足跟荣耀的。
You will be joyful, you will be satisfied, and you will be glorious.
他说的是什么呢?
And what was this that he was referring to?
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
We read from verse 4.
To verse 8. Second
Peter
chapter 1, verses 4 to 8. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature.Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We look at verse 10
and 11.Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter reminded Christians
主耶稣已经把天上更美的楼赏赐给我们
that the Lord Jesus has already given us this beautifulKingdom of God, this higher level for us already.
这是我们应该要追求的，跟向往的。
And this is the direction and the goal that we should strive after.
为了让我们能够有一天达到这一个楼。
And in order one day for us to be able to attain this level,
我们现在就必须不断地来努力。
We must continually strive hard now.
尤其是在灵性方面的努力。
Especially striving hard with regards to our spiritual life.
你这样的付出。是不会劳苦的。
And your labors will never be in vain.
你一定会得到你的赏赐。
You will surely receive a reward.
而且你这样的努力一定能够保守你不至于跌倒。
And if you strive in this manner and are diligent in this manner, you will never stumble.
那也能够叫你丰丰富富的进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
And you will be able to abundantly enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Jesus.
所以他说
Jesus Christ. So he said.
正因为这个缘故。
And it's for this very reason.
所以你们要分外的殷勤。
You must give.All diligence.
不要停留在某一个地步上。
Do not just remain at whatever stage you are in.
应该要更上一层楼。
You must go one level higher.
有了信心，要加上德行。
When you have faith, add to it virtue.
有了德行，要加上知识。
And to virtue, add knowledge.
以下省略。
And then it goes on.
那我们在灵性上是不是这样的更上一层楼呢
？And in our spiritual life, are we going a level higher each time?
我们就以彼得所说的信心来讲。
So let's talk about the faith that Peter refers to.
我们信主也已经一段日子了。
We have believed in the Lord Jesus for quite some time already.
我们的信心停留在哪一种的阶段
？And at which stage has our faith remained in?
我们的信心有没有更上一层楼
？Has our faith gone one level higher?
怎样可以看出我们的信心是长进的呢
？How do we see that our faith has grown？
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章
，First Thessalonians chapter
one， 第六节
，verse six。First Thessalonians chapter one， verse six， and you become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit。
第七节
，verse seven， so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe。
保罗称赞帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒
Paul praised the members at Thessalonica
他们的信心是我们所有信主之人的榜样
Their faith has become examples of all believers
为什么呢
Why?
第六节说
Verse 6 says
因为他们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐
Because in the midst of much affliction they received the joy of the Holy Spirit
他们效法使徒们也效法了主耶稣。
They became followers of the Lord Jesus and the disciples.
他们信主不久就立刻遭受到迫害。
Not long after they believed in the Lord, they received persecutions.
保罗其实很担心他们会跌倒。
And Paul was afraid that they might fall.
他曾经派提摩太去看他们如何。
And he once sent Timothy to find out their condition.
那提摩太回来报告好消息。
And Timothy came back proclaiming good news.
他们的确是蒙受大灾难。
They truly have met with great affliction.
但是感谢主，他们每一个人都信心不变。
But thanks be to God that their faith did not change.
而且在信心上长进。
And rather they have grown in their faith.
他们效法使徒们。
They emulated the example of the apostles.
甚至是效法主耶稣。
And even followed the example of the Lord Jesus.
他们也得到圣灵的感动，得到圣灵里的喜乐。
And they were moved by the Holy Spirit and they received the joy of the Holy Spirit.
这的确带给保罗一个很大的好消息。
And this was indeed a good news to Paul.
为他们来感谢。
And he gave thanks for them.
信徒信心能够更上一层楼，怎么不让那一些牧者们高兴呢
？If the faith of the believers have grown to another level, wouldn't this give great joy to the leaders?
当我们听到信徒在信心上软弱跌倒了
，When we hear that members are weak in our faith and they have fallen,
这却是我们牧者最大的忧伤。
And this is the greatest sorrow of the pastors.
我们的主耶稣更加的忧伤。
Our Lord Jesus will be even more sorrowful.
因此，我们做信徒的
，Hence as believers,
我们必须要追求在信心上更上一层楼。
We must strive in our faith to go one level higher.
能够效法主耶稣
，To emulate the example of Jesus.
能够为主受苦。
To suffer for the Lord Jesus.
因为我们的主耶稣也是乐意为我们信徒受苦啊。
Because our Lord and Jesus is willing to suffer for us.
你所想得到的苦，主耶稣都已经先为我们受过了。
Whatever sufferings that you can think of, the Lord has already suffered for us.
其实他可以不用受这些苦难的。
Actually, he need not suffer all these things.
但是为了让我们得到恩典。
But for the sake of us receiving this grace.
他愿意为我们受苦。
He was willing to suffer for us.
我们是知道这样的事情的。
We know all this for
a fact. 那因此以后在相信耶稣的过程当中
，Hence in our life of believing in Jesus from henceforth，
如果我们受苦了
，When we suffer，
那我们是不是能够效法主耶稣呢
？Are we able to imitate the Lord Jesus？
我们会不会在这个时候也愿意为了主耶稣的名而受一些苦
？Are we willing to suffer for the sake of the Lord Jesus in these times？
如果是这样
，If this is so，
你的信心就长进了
，Then your faith has grown，
你就得到天父的喜悦和赞美
，You receive the pleasure and praise of the Heavenly Father。
每一个做父母的
，Every parent
都爱他的儿女
，They love the children，
把一切最好的都给儿女
，And will give their best to the children，
甚至为儿女受苦
，And they are even willing to suffer for the children，
希望他们能够得到一种幸福的生活
So that their children, they hope that their children will be able to lead a blessed life.
可是如果有一天有灾难了,
and one day disaster befalls,
这个孩子就抛弃了你,
and the child discards you.
有钱的时候就叫你爸爸,
when you have money, they call you father.
没有钱的时候就不认识你,
and when you have no money, they do not recognize you anymore.
这个时候你心里是不是很痛苦呢?
At this time, will you feel sorrowful?
这个儿子怎么不愿意与我一同受苦呢?
Why is it that this child is not willing to suffer along with me?
同样的,
in the same way,
基督徒得到基督的恩典,
when a Christian receives the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are very happy.
可是当遇到试炼跟泛滥的时候呢?
But when they meet with trials and tribulations,
能不能够在这个时候也做美好的见证?
Are they able to still serve a good testimony at this time?
我们发觉到许多信徒, 原来只要恩典, 但却不愿意为主受苦。
We find that many believers only want grace, but they do not want the suffering for the Lord Jesus.
但是保罗告诉我们,
but Paul tells us,
他说我们不但要信服基督, 并且是要为基督受苦的。
Says not only do we have to believe in the Lord Jesus, we have to suffer for the Lord Jesus.
原来真正的信心, 不但是相信耶稣基督的救恩, 更愿意效法基督, 为基督受苦。
So true faith doesn't lie in just believing in the Lord Jesus, but rather to be willing to suffer for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
其实这个是免不了的。
Actually, this is inevitable.
因为主耶稣早已经预先告诉我们,
because the Lord Jesus has already told us.
请看约翰
Gospel according to John chapter 15,
20节,
verse 20.
主耶稣说,
the Lord Jesus said,
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话,
remember the word that I said to you.
仆人不能大于主人,
a servant is not greater than his master.
他们若逼迫了我, 也要逼迫你们,
if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
因此基督徒在信仰生活里面,
hence Christians in their life of faith,
有时候会为了因为信耶稣, 或者为了要遵循主耶稣的道理, 遭受到某方面的逼迫,
For the sake of believing Lord Jesus and following the words of Jesus, they may meet with persecutions in some manner.
主耶稣说, 在这个时候,
the Lord Jesus says, at this point of time,
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话,
you must remember the word I said to you.
我说得很清楚的,
I said it very clearly.
你们如果要跟从我,
if you want to follow me,
就要背起你的十字架来跟从我,
you must bear your cross to follow me.
哎, 你可以去计算那个代价的,
you can calculate the price,
看值得不值得,
to see whether is it worth it.
哎, 比如你要去做一, 造一层楼,
for example, if you want to build a building,
你一定要算好的,
you must first calculate properly.
要不然做到一半, 你没有办法完成, 不是浪费时间也浪费你的金钱吗?
Or else, if upon building halfway and you found that you have not enough money, then wouldn't it be a waste of your time and effort?
这不是一个开玩笑的事情,
this is not a joke.
你必须要实实在在的付出的,
you must truly pay the price.
哎, 那信仰上也是一样,
and it's the same in the life of faith.
你要跟从我,
if you want to follow me,
你要背起十字架来跟从我,
you must bear your cross to follow me.
荣耀的冠冕, 必须要经过十字架的苦难,
a glorious crown that awaits us, in order to obtain it, we have to go through and we have to bear through this cross.
没有其他的路的,
there's no other way,
只有一条十字架的道路,
there's only one way to the cross.
所以施洗约翰他这样说,
so John the Baptist said this,
我是用水给你们施洗的,
I baptize you with water,
但是以后要来的那一位,
but the one who is coming after me,
他是用圣灵跟火,
he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We often emphasize on the baptism of water and spirit. And so when the believer has received the baptism of water and spirit, they will feel very safe.
在这两方面他们已经准备好了,
they have prepared themselves in these two manner.
但是火的洗礼, 你准备好了吗?
But have you prepared for the baptism of fire?
因此当这个火的试炼来到的时候,
hence when the trials of fire come upon you,
而且基督徒就在那边埋怨了,
the Christians will be murmuring over
主啊,
there,
为什么会是这样的呢?
Lord, why is this so like this?
这就是我们不明白,
this is something that we do not understand.
我们原来的信仰原来只是要恩典却是不愿意承受苦难的,
so in our faith we just want the grace and we're not willing to suffer.
但这并不是真正的信仰,
but this is not true faith.
我们说真金不怕火,
we say that true gold is not afraid of fire.
真基督徒也是不怕苦难的,
and true Christians are not afraid of affliction.
反倒苦难更显明我们对主的忠心,
but rather, afflictions will show our true faith and allegiance to our God.
我们不是说路遥才知马力吗? 泛滥才看见真情吗?
Haven't we said that only in troubles do we see the true character of nature?
所以彼得长老这样的说,
so Elder Peter tells us this.
请看彼得前书,
First Peter,
第一章,
chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章,
First Peter chapter 1.
我们读第五节到第七节,
verses 5 to 7. First Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人, 必能得着所预备的。
You who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation are ready to be revealed in the last time.
信心必定能够使我们得到将来天上的赏赐。
Our faith will allow us to receive the reward in the heavenly kingdom in the future.
问题是你这个信心是不是真实的信心?
So the question lies whether this faith is a true faith.
真实的信心就好像那个真金一样, 经过火的熬炼。
And true faith is like true gold which is being refined through fire.
没有火的熬炼怎么知道这是金金呢?
And without the refinement through fire, how do we know that this is pure gold?
真实的信心也一样要经过这个试炼。
And true and pure faith has to go through this test as well.
所以基督徒必须要做好这个准备。
And so Christians, true Christians have to make these preparations.
当我们遇到百般的试炼的时候,
and we meet with all forms of afflictions and trials.
人生有许多不如意的事情。
And man's life has many unhappiness.
在这个时候你是学习成长, 还是在这个时候学习埋怨了呢?
So at this time, do you learn how to grow or do you learn how to murmur?
你会想到这就是我的考验。
You will think that this is my trial, my
我怎样来面对这个不如意的事情?
How am I to face these unhappy things?
我可以发脾气。
I can be angry.
我可以埋怨。
I can murmur.
我可以罢聚会、罢祷告、罢读经，什么都罢。
I can give up all things, prayer, coming for services, reading the Bible.
你可以这样做的,
you can do all these things.
但这样的结果是什么呢?
But what is the consequence?
如果能够让你更幸福更快乐, 你就这样去好了。
If this allows you to be happier and to be more blessed, then go ahead.
但是你会发觉到你这样会更痛苦的。
But you'll find that in doing so, you'll be suffering even more.
你被那个罪绑得越绑越紧。
And you'll be even more tightly bound by sin.
可是如果我们靠着主的帮助,
but we rely on the help of God,
这就是我们基督徒的考验了。
This is the test of us Christians.
我要怎么样来处理这个环境?
How am I to face this circumstance?
我要怎么样靠着主的帮助, 道理的勉励, 来胜过这个环境?
And how do I rely on the help of God and the word of God to overcome all these things?
我也许会被烧了。
I may be burnt,
但是我却不会死亡的。
But I will not die.
我绝不屈服的。
I will not be bullied.
就像那个丹尼里的三个朋友一样,
just like the three friends of Daniel,
丢在火里面一定会烧死的。
They were cast into the furnace and they surely be burnt.
但是王啊, 我们绝对不拜你的神的。
But king, we will never worship your God.
我们的肉体可以死亡,
our physical bodies may die.
但是我的信仰是绝对不可以死亡的。
But my faith will never die.
我仍然要对我的神忠心。
I will be true to my God.
这就是真正的信心。
This is true faith.
这样的信心怎么不能够得到天父的赞赏呢?
And if we have this kind of faith, how will we not be praised by our Heavenly Father?
所以我们要学习。
So we must learn.
得胜苦难的唯一个秘诀就是绝对的相信耶稣基督。
The only secret to being able to be victorious over all these afflictions and sufferings is to rely on the Lord Jesus.
效法耶稣基督。
To imitate Jesus.
因为耶稣基督已经先为我们受苦了。
Because the Lord has first suffered for us.
我们也应该效法主, 愿意为主受苦。
And we should follow up the Lord Jesus to be willing to suffer for him.
更何况他应许 要赐下圣灵帮助我们。
What's more, he has promised his Holy Spirit to help us.
请看使徒行传的第四章,
look at Acts of the Apostles chapter 4,
27节到31节这一段,
verses 27 to 31.
这里记载使徒们 他们的蜜月已经过去了。
Now talks about
他们的蜜月, 甜蜜的日子已经过去了。
Now the honeymoon period for the apostles have already passed.
当圣灵降临的时候,
when the Holy Spirit first came down upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they no longer loved the world.
神迹奇事显明,
and signs, wonders, and miracles
happened.
And in one day, 3,000 of souls were baptized and were saved. And you can see how great was the work of the Holy Spirit. But at this time, persecutions came.
那么他们怎么样说呢?
So what did they say?
27节,
verse 27.
西律, 本丢比拉多, 外邦人, 还有以色列民, 果然在这个城里聚集, 要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣, 成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。
So for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done.
他们恐吓我们。
They have threatened us.
他们的确受苦了。
They truly were suffering.
包括政治的，包括宗教的，包括平民的，甚至包括自己以色列人的。
And so this had to do with the political, religious, and even their own people, the Jews.
但是他们对主说
，But they said to the Lord,
现在求主鉴察。一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病。
Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus Christ.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness.
你发觉到他们多么的坚强。
You found that they are so strong.
因为他们愿意为主受苦。
Because they were willing to suffer for the Lord.
因为他们知道他们所信的是真的。
Because they knew that what they believed in was true.
他们知道主与他们同在。
They knew that God was with them.
赐下圣灵帮助他们。
And He would give the Holy Spirit to help them.
我们今天的两样都失去了。
Today we have lost these.Two things.
我们失去了愿意受苦的心。
We have lost the heart to be willing to suffer.
我们也失去了那一种在圣灵里祷告那一种的喜乐和过去。
And we have also lost the joy and earnestness in praying in the Holy Spirit.
因此我们对苦难越来越害怕。
And so we are more and more afraid of sufferings.
真正的苦难还没有临到，我们想就已经怕了。
True sufferings has not yet arrived, but when we think about it, we are afraid.
不要说有苦难临到。
Let's not talk about sufferings coming upon us.
只是我们没有比别人那一些更好的享受啊，我们就已经不得了了。
We already find it hard to bear when we are not enjoying ourselves much more than the other people.
为什么人家住大屋我还要住小屋？为什么人家驾车我还要去踏巴士？
So why is it that other people are living in bigger houses but living in a small house? Why is it that they can drive cars but I have to take a bus?
要等到他犯上绝症的时候才来后悔，主啊，我什么都不要了，只要我健康，能够走路，我就已经很开心了。
So until they contract cancer, then they say, "Oh Lord, I do not want anything, but as long as I'm healthy, I will walk on Your way."
可是真的他好了起来的时候
，But when they have recovered,
他真的走路他会很开心吗
？Will they truly walk in happiness?
他又忘记了的。
Forgotten.
他又追求上另外一层楼了。
And they want to take one step higher, one level higher.
就是这样的。
And man is like this.
总是不会从历史中得到教训。
They will never receive the teachings from history.
总是要到最后才来后悔。
And they only regret at the very final stage.
所以我们当祈求主耶稣帮助。
Hence we pray Lord Jesus to help us.
让我们在信心上能够更上一层楼。
So that in our faith we can go one level higher.
只有真实的信心。才能够让我们得到永生的福气。
And only true faith can allow us to receive the blessings of eternal life.
也才能够让我们坦然面对我们的遭遇。
Then can we, in all boldness, face our consequences.
那第二方面，他勉励我们在德行上更上一层楼。
And next, Peter encouraged us to add to our faith virtue.
我们信主听到也不少的日子了。
We too have believed in the Lord and heard the word of God for quite some time.
我们不只是从小听到大，甚至我可以说从小听到老了。
So not only do we hear the word of God from young till we are an adult, but even from young to an old age.
那我们在德行上是不是更上一层楼呢
？So in our virtues, have we gone one level higher?
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
到第十节。
Till verse 10. Colossians 3 verse 7 to 10.In which you also once walked when you lived in them. But now you must also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
我们在德行上是渐渐更新呢，还是渐渐败坏？
In our virtues, are we growing? Are we being renewed gradually, or are we decaying gradually?
保罗并没有要求我们一步登天，洗了礼立刻就变成圣灵，那圣人，那是绝对不可能的事情。
And Paul did not want us, or did not expect us, to take a giant leap from one level to the other.
他叫我们在圣经的知识上，慢慢的更新自己。
And he told us in the knowledge of God, we should gradually increase ourselves.
让我们能够不断地来调整自己。
So that we can continually adjust ourselves.
我们这一次做得不好，我们下一次再来。
If we do not do this thing well at this time, let's try harder next time.
总有一天, 我们就能够改过这个缺点了。
And one day we can overcome this weakness.
起初控制得不好,
Actually, initially we may not be able to control ourselves.
可是当你一直在控制的时候, 你就会控制得很好了。
But when you keep on controlling yourselves, you find that you can control it well.
所以一驾上那个车就能够驾得很平稳的呢?
And who is able to drive very well from the first time he starts driving?
那控制得不好是很危险的,对吗?
And isn't it very dangerous if you cannot control the car well?
但是你必须要去学习啊,
but you must go and learn.
在失败当中, 你就学习怎么样调整自己,
and when you're failed, you learn how to adjust yourself.
那你就可以控制得很好了,
then you can control for yourselves very well.
我们的灵修也是一样的,
and our spiritual nurture is the same.
问题就是我们没有好好去学习控制。
Question is that we do not properly go and control.
我们也没有想要去更新我们自己。
And we do not think about renewing ourselves.
甚至我们说, 你还不了解我吗? 我就是这个样子的了。
And we might even say, oh, don't you understand me? I'm like this.
你不能够改变我, 那就改变你自己来接受我了。
If you cannot change me, then you change yourself to accept me.
哎, 要不然就算了咯。
Or else just forget it.
大概这就是我们的常谈吧。
So perhaps this is what we often will say.
我就是这样了的。
I'm like this.
我已经先告诉你啊,
let me tell you this first.
哎, 但是主耶稣却告诉我们,
but the Lord Jesus tells us,
我们应该要悔改,
we must repent.
要学我的样式,
you must learn from me.
我的样式是柔和和谦卑的,
I'm gentle and meek.
哎, 如果你们学会了,
if you learn from me,
你心里就能够得到真正的安息,
then your hearts will truly receive peace.
我的心里有很多不能够安息的地方的,
there are many things in me which causes me to be at unrest.
但是当想到主耶稣的谦卑和柔和的时候,
but when we think about the lowliness and meekness of the Lord Jesus,
更加的不安啊,
I will feel even more at ease.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为如果你真的要学习基督的谦卑,
if you truly want to learn from the humility of the Lord Jesus,
你就必须放弃一些了,
you must give up all these things.
问题就是自己不甘愿放弃,
but the question is that we are not willing to give up all these.
我怎么可以这样便宜了他?
How can I just let him go like this?
我怎么可以吞下这一口气?
How can I swallow this thing?
我怎么能够看得开呢?
How can I see through all these things?
我们总是耿耿于怀, 我们总是一直放在我们心里面,
and we just continually put all these things in our hearts.
哎, 这一些让我们心里得不到安息,
and all these things do not allow us to receive happiness.
想起来, 这实在是我们自己的脾气, 我们自己的骄傲, 我们自己的面子,
and so when we think about it, this is our own temper, this is our own pride, and this is our own face.
但是如果你想到主耶稣,
when we think about Jesus,
他这么样的尊贵, 这么样的伟大,
he was so honorable and so great,
但是为了给我们留下一个榜样,
but in order to give us an example,
他竟然是这么样的谦卑, 这么样的温柔,
he was so humble and so gentle and meek.
你有人家吐口水在你的脸上吗?
Has anyone spat on you before?
你说人家侮辱你, 怎么样侮辱你呢?
Have you been reviled by people? How do they revile you?
可是主耶稣被人家侮辱是真的,
but the revilement of Jesus was true.
人家真的吐口水在他的脸上的,
and people have truly spat upon him.
那你还谈什么侮辱呢?
So what revilement do you talk
about? 你说你心灵受打击的,
you said, oh, you've been attacked in your spirit.
那是怎么样的打击呢?
And what kind of attacks?
人家只不过是讲一句话, 你听得不爽而已吗?
People just say some things or some words and you are not happy with what it says.
可是主耶稣呢?
What about Jesus?
他是真的是心碎了,
his heart was shattered.
哎, 所以你想起主耶稣,
so we think about Jesus,
那我们自己所受的一切, 真的算不了什么,
that all our sufferings are nothing compared to what he has.
因此我们不敢想主耶稣,
hence we do not dare to think about Jesus.
不敢想主耶稣的谦卑, 不敢想主耶稣的温柔,
we do not dare to think about the humility and gentleness of Jesus.
因为我们知道我们再想下去, 那么错就是自己了,
because when we think on further, then we realize that all the wrongs lie in us.
那我们死不认错啊,
but we do not want to admit our wrongs.
所以我们只好把主耶稣放在一边,
so we put Jesus aside.
那因此我们也没有办法更上一层楼了,
hence we're not able to go one level higher.
所以我们的行为,
so our virtues,
看不出一点的长进,
we cannot see any growth at all.
保罗说,
Paul said,
若有人在基督里, 他就是一个新造的人,
if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
我们不新, 因为我们不在基督里,
and we're not new because we're not in Christ.
你说我们信主不在基督里, 那在哪里呢?
So if we believe in Jesus, then aren't we in Christ? Then where are we?
所谓在基督里就是像刚才我讲的,
so being in Christ is what I referred to just now.
因为时时效法基督, 思想基督,
To emulate the example of Jesus and to follow Jesus.
如果能够常常在基督里面,
and if you're always in Jesus Christ,
你一定会改变的,
you will surely change.
绝对不能够说没有完全的改变的,
and there will definitely be some change in you.
我们看到一些好人好事, 我们心里都很受感动。
When we see a good man or some good deeds, we are greatly moved.
现在的政府很留意这一些事情。
And now the government is very careful in taking note of these things.
所以不只是在报章或者是在媒体里面，都很特意的来播放这一些节目，好人好事。
So,
让我们来去学习。
So in newspapers and the media, they will especially publicize such activities or such events so that we can learn from them.
让我们看到的确的，新加坡人并不是那么样的怕输的。
So that we can see for ourselves, Singaporeans are not so 怕输。
新加坡人也有一些很乐意牺牲他们自己的。
And there are some Singaporeans who are very willing to sacrifice themselves.
也不是那么样的冷淡无情，那么现实的。
And they're not so cold and practical.
他们仍然默默在做许多爱心的事情的。
And quietly or silently, they're doing all these good deeds.
我们看到这些事情，
and we see all these things.
我们心里都会受一点感动的，对不对？
We'll be a little bit moved, isn't it?
可是你不去想这些事情，
but you do not think about all these things.
或者你不知道这些事情，
or you do not know these things at all.
你就会一口断定，哎呀，这是什么东西？
Or you say, oh, what is this thing?
不要跟我讲了。
Don't tell me about these.
新加坡人是怎么样的人？
Oh, what kind of people Singaporeans are?
但是当你知道了以后，
but after knowing these things,
你就讲不出来了。
Then you will not be able to say anything.
不是的。
This is not so.
仍然有一些有爱心、有虔诚的人的。
There are those people who are loving and God-fearing.
当你没有办法批评下去，
so that you have nothing to criticize them of.
那现在讲我们基督徒。
So let's talk about Christians now.
那我们基督徒为什么给人家批评呢？
Why are Christians being criticized?
他说我们是虚假的。
He says, "Well, we are hypocrites."
我们不是真基督徒。
We're not true Christians.
我们没有爱心。
We have no love.
我们冷淡。
We are cold.
我那天听到一个姐妹的见证，我笑了起来。
So I heard a testimony of a sister that day and I laughed.
她说她到很多外教会去。
She said that she has gone to many other churches.
那她有一个不习惯，就是说她不希望那么多人来很热情的来跟她谈话。
She said that one thing that she doesn't really like was that to have many people crowding around her to talk to her.
她比较内向，她也比较喜欢安静的。
Because she is more inward looking and she likes quiet.
可是她到每一个教会去，那些人都很欢迎她，而且是热烈的欢迎的那一种。
But in whatever churches that she has gone to, everyone will make her feel very welcome and they will welcome her very warmly.
所以她受不了。
So she couldn't take it.
她就到别的教会去。
So she went to another church.
都是这样啊。
And it was always like this.
后来她听人家说真耶稣教会。
So finally, she heard about the True Jesus Church.
那她没有来过。
And she's never come to this church.
那好啊，就来真耶稣教会。
So she said, "Okay, I'll come to the True Jesus Church."
那她来到真耶稣教会，很好啊。
And she came to True Jesus Church. It was so good.
她说没有一个人问候她。
Says no one greeted her.
只有一个问候她而已，点个头。
Only one person nodded his head.
所以她就留在真耶稣教会。
And so she stayed in the True Jesus Church.
我听了，我那个时候禁不住大笑了起来。
And so when I heard this, I couldn't contain myself but laugh.
心里面也有一种的悲伤。
And in my heart, there was this kind of sadness.
也有一种的欢喜。
And a kind of joy.
真的。
Truly.
真教会里面有真理，有圣灵。
In a true church, there is the truth and the Holy Spirit.
也许就是因为我们太过强调真理跟圣灵。
Perhaps we emphasize too much on the truth and the Holy Spirit.
我们只盼望每一个人都来追求真理，追求圣灵。
And we hope that everyone will come to pursue after the truth and the Holy Spirit.
但并不是每一个人都像那个姐妹一样，只是来寻找真理啊。
But not everyone is like a sister who just comes to look for the truth.
我们还是人啊。
We are still human beings.
我们需要爱人，我们也需要被爱的。
We need love to love people, and we need to be loved.
我们需要温暖的。
We need warmth.
主耶稣也知道啊。
And the Lord Jesus knows this.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
So the Lord Jesus told us.
我给你们一条新命令。
I give you a new commandment.
就是你们要彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
怎么样彼此相爱呢？
How do you love one another?
不必好像西人一样见面就抱在一起去亲脸呢。
You do not need to be like the Westerners when they meet one another to embrace one another to kiss one another.
那种的热情你是受不了的。
You will not be able to take the kind of warmth.
但是第一种的问候，一种的微笑，一种的关心，这是最基本的嘛。
At the very least, a greeting, a smile, these are the very basic things.
但是我们也连这些最基本的就感觉到麻烦了。
But we already find that even these most basic things are very troublesome.
有一个姐妹跟我微笑的时候是这样的。
The sister, when she smiles to me, she will be smiling like this.
这个是微笑吗？
Is this a smile?
我常常想，这个顽皮的家伙，其实他才会长大。
So I was thinking that, oh, this is a very mischievous child, but she'll grow up.
我说你对比每一个人都是这样的吗？
And I asked her, do you treat everyone like this?
包括你心中向往的那一个男人。
Even the man that you are looking for?
你也是这样对待他的吗？
Are you treating him like this?
那你要真的要检讨一下哈。
Then you must examine yourself.
除非你终身不嫁了。
Unless you do not want to get married.
没有人喜欢这样的人的。
No one likes such a person.
哎。所以我们真的是要学习。
So we must truly learn.
要不然。
Or else.
我们会感觉到越来越冷啊。
We will find that we are getting colder and colder.
有很多地方我们真的需要调整跟改善我们自己的。
There are many areas that we need to adjust ourselves and to change ourselves.
我们不是一生下来就是个完美的人。
We are not born perfect.
但是我们可以学习成为完美。
But we can learn to be complete.
主耶稣给我们时间，主耶稣给我们机会。
The Lord Jesus has given us time and give us opportunities.
所以保罗说
，So Paul said,
我们信主的人是要脱去旧人。
That we who believe in Christ must put off our old man.
和旧人的行为。
And our behaviors of the old man.
穿上新人。
To put on a new man.
这个新人是在知识上渐渐更新的。
And this new man he is renewed in the knowledge.
你必须要有一种更新自己的心啊。
You must have a heart to want to be renewed.
起初的基督徒他们都很看重这一种基督徒的灵修。
And the early Christians they emphasized a lot and esteem the nature of a Christian.
他们常常提醒自己。
They often reminded themselves.
我是耶稣基督的门徒。
I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
我要做一个好基督徒。
I want to be a good Christian.
我要改变自己。
I want to change myself.
我要效法基督。
I want to imitate the example of Jesus.
他们很看重这一种的身份跟这一种的生活的。
And emphasize or they look upon highly this status and this kind of life.
因此当地的人呐、啊，就称这一些人为基督徒。
And hence the people at that time call these people Christians.
因为他们开口闭口都是基督的。
Because whatever they say, whatever they do is all Christ.
他们效法基督，他们不再效法世界的。
They imitated Christ and no longer the world.
因此，这一些人就称这一些人为基督徒。
And hence the people call these people Christians.
他们是带着一种讽刺的话语。
And it was with a kind of blasphemy.
你不要跟他讲啊，你跟他讲基督就好，他是基督徒来的。
Oh, do not talk to him because whatever he says is Christ. Christ.
这些他不喜欢的，他是基督徒来的。
He doesn't like these things because he's a Christian.
所以就是说，这些是傻瓜了，不会享受快乐的。
So because what they're trying to say that these people are fools because they don't know how to enjoy themselves.
所以基督徒对他们来说是一种取笑的对象。
And so Christians are an object of their ridicule.
可是，在取笑当中，说明了一个真理。
But in their ridiculement, there is a truth.
这些人真的是改变了。
That these people have truly changed.
让周围的人都看出他们的改变。
So that everyone around them can see their change.
他们都是效法基督、跟从耶稣基督的。
They imitate Jesus and they follow Jesus.
他们有另外一套的。
And they are different.
这就是主耶稣所盼望的。
And this is what Jesus hopes from us.
但是很可惜的。
But sad to say,
渐渐基督徒不再看重这种所谓基督徒的体统了。
Gradually, Christians have.Not look upon highly this traits of a Christian.
他们不再更新自己，也不再效法基督了。
They no longer renew themselves and they no longer imitated Christ.
反倒又走回世界的道路。
And on the other hand, they've gone back to the ways of the world.
所以保罗很伤心啊。
And Paul was very sad.
说保罗这样的勉励他们。
And Paul encouraged them in this manner.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1. Ephesians 5 verse 1. Therefore, be followers of God as dear children.
第二节
Verse 2 And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet smelling aroma
第三节
Verse 3 But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints
有谈到基督徒的体统了吗再读第四节
Verse 4 Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jestings which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks
保罗说：“你们应该效法神。”
Here, Paul says that you must be followers of God.
不是效法这个世界。
And not followers of the world.
也应该凭爱心行事。
And you must do things in love.
就好像基督爱我们一样。
Just like Christ loves us.
那在生活里面。
And in our life.
表现出基督徒的体统来。
To manifest this traits of a Christian.
比如说淫乱啦、污秽啦、贪婪这些东西啦，连提都不要提。
But fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness, let not even be named among you.
虽然我们不做这些事情
although we do not do such things,
但是有关这些淫词啦、狂语啦、还有嬉笑的话啦，都不相宜。
So although we may not do these things, neither filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jestings, let it not be found among you as well.
曾经有人根据这一节来对我说
And once someone used this verse and told me this.
他说传道这里说嬉笑的话都不相宜啊，怎么你还整天开玩笑呢？
Here says that Cause jesting is not allowed, so why are you always joking still?
所以基督徒有一个观念，就是来到教会，每一个人都要很严肃的，很 holy 的，不可以开玩笑的。
So Christians, some Christians have a concept that when they come to church, they must be very serious and very holy, and they cannot make jokes.
尤其是在台上讲笑话让人家笑的时候，那些老人家，这个教会变成什么样子了？
So especially when the speaker on the pulpit is cracking a joke.Making everyone laugh, then the older people are thinking, "Oh, what kind of church has this become?"
等到长老也讲开玩笑、讲笑话的时候，他们才没有话说。
And only when the elders crack a joke, then they have nothing to say.
其实这里所讲的嬉笑的话是指下流的笑话，不是指一般开玩笑的话。
And actually, the jesting refers to here is not this normal joking, but rather those coarse jesting, those dirty jokes.
这一些就不要提。
Then do not talk about such things.
这些不合基督徒的体统的。
These are not fitting for Christians.
不要说基督徒了，连一个正人君子，他们都不谈这一些广语、这些淫词。
And even do not talk about Christians, but even the gentlemen will not want to be part of such things.
那更何况是我们基督徒呢
？And what more we Christians?
所以你看到保罗很强调一个基督徒的体统。
And so you can see that Paul emphasized greatly on the traits of a Christian.
基督徒有基督徒的样式的。
There is a Christian has a kind of a kind of form.
我们像个基督徒吗
？Are we like a Christian?
有时候我们的朋友会指责我们呢、哦。
Sometimes our friends may rebuke us.
你不是基督徒吗
？Are you not a Christian?
怎么你也来我们这里的地方呢
？Why is it you have come to such a place like this?
我每听到人家背叛，他不像个基督徒。
Have you also heard people saying, "Oh, he's not like a Christian"?
动不动就发脾气的。
You just touch him a little bit and he loses his temper.
还说传什么和平的福音哦
？And what kind of gospel of peace is he preaching?
自私一个人
，such a selfish
person. 还来跟我们讲耶稣是爱的。
And he comes to tell us that Jesus is love.
所以你看别人。他们都知道基督徒应该是怎么样子的。
So you can see that other people too know what kind of person a Christian should be.
不要等到圣经神来评论我们。
Do not wait until the Bible or God comes to judge us.
外邦人也懂得评论我们。
Even the Gentiles too know how to view us.
因为他知道基督徒是应该是这样的。
Because they know that a Christian should be like this.
只有基督徒不知道基督徒应该是怎样的。
And only the Christian doesn't know what a Christian should be.
你说这是不是一个悲哀？
Isn't this a sad thing?
尤其是今天的年轻的基督徒。
Especially the young Christians today.
他们只是一味的追求世界，一味的效法世界。
They only want to pursue after the ways of the world and the things of the world.
甚至他们不甘愿做基督徒。
And are even unwilling to become Christians.
你在严厉的责备他的话。
And when you rebuke him strictly.
又不是我甘愿受洗的。
Oh, it's not that I was willing to be baptized.
我妈妈抓我去受洗的。
My mother grabbed me to be baptized.
你忘记了信仰是自由的吗
？And have you forgotten that religion is freedom?
一句话顶到你死死。
And with their words, they just strike you dumb.
他的意思是说，你再讲下去，最多我不做基督徒了，那你就与我无关了。
And what they are saying is that if you continue saying onwards, then they will not want to be a Christian and have nothing to do with you anymore.
我们苦苦去追求世界上。被人认同的身份。
We strive very hard and very diligently to obtain a status in the world which people recognize.
甚至我们必须要效法他们那一种的打扮。
And we even want to follow after their ways.
有时候甚至还要效法他们那一种讲话的态度。
And sometimes even want to imitate their way of talking.
还要学他们讲话那一种的言语。
And even the way the words that they use.
这样才能够被他们接纳跟认同。
So that they will accept us and they will acknowledge us.
而竟然放弃了我们自己。
And we put aside ourselves.
我们自己的人格。
Our character.
我们的思想。
Our thinking.
我们的自尊。
Our integrity.
这些我们都可以放弃了。
We can put aside all these things.
只要得到他们的认同。
In order to be acknowledged, accepted by them.
但是对于基督徒的身份。
But with regards to our Christian status.
就好像丢一只臭鞋一样。
It's just like discarding an old shoe.
多么的可惜。
So pitiful.
那等到耶稣基督有一天真的降临的时候
，And when one day Jesus Christ truly comes，
那个时候才来后悔害怕吗
？At the time are we then to regret and to be afraid？
所以这些应该是值得我们来思想的。
So all these things are worthy for us to consider。
我们都想更上一层楼。
We all hope to go one level higher。
但是你是想上哪一层楼呢
？But what level do you want to take one step further？
我就讲这两点好了。
So I just talk about these two points。